Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panora Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, April Iming. All right, April, so here a while back, the Chamber announced, along with the Panorama Days Committee, that they were looking for some designs for the Lake Panorama Days logo for this year. And here a few weeks back, they announced a winner. Who won that, and what's the logo kind of look like?
Okay, the winner was Brittany Argenbright, and she won a $100 gift card. Basically, Chamber Bucks is what she won. And the logo is it's basically the gazebo from uptown along with an outline of the lake. And she's also got a flag coming off the gazebo. And we probably had, gosh, I bet we had at least 20 to 25 entries. And we like this one because it brought together both kind of town and the lake, and it was just kind of simple. We were looking for something that wasn't real busy and just kind of something real simplistic, and this was the winner, and we're really excited. It was the first year that we did a contest for the logo, so we were excited about all the participation, and we hope to do this every year going forward as long as, you know, we can find people to keep submitting ideas in. We're pretty excited about that.
All right. Kind of went along with that theme of home sweet panorama.
Yeah, sweet home panorama is the theme for 2023. And we're hoping to get some merchandise done up as well for Panorama Days. We're kind of still working on that right now to get some plans in place.
All right. And then what are some other things that the Chamber has been up to and has kind of planned here for the next month or so?
The next month, we don't have a lot going on. Our focus right now is really planning for Panorama Days, which is August 4th through 6th. So we've just got a lot of planning going on right now for that. We don't have anything else in June or July. So, we do have, I think, the sidewalk sales coming up. I don't have a date yet on that. But, yeah, the biggest focus is definitely Panorama Days. We've got a lot of people on our committee and trying to get plans in place and the calendar set.
All right. And with the sidewalk sales, I know you said you don't have dates there with you, but what kind of goes on with the sidewalk sales?
The sidewalk sales, I believe I haven't done this before. It's my first year with it. I believe it's just that the local businesses, I think the weekend is picked, and local businesses just, I think they run specials. And I believe it's Friday and Saturday, but again, I don't have the exact dates on that yet because I don't believe they've been picked. So once we have more on that, we'll get that out on our Facebook page.
All right. And as you mentioned, kind of the main focus right now is getting everything planned for Lake Panorama Days. Is there anything you want to share about some of the planning that has gone on?
Yeah, we've got a couple new things we're hoping to do this year, trying to change things up a little bit. We're looking into doing a dunk tank on Saturday, trying to finalize that to be sure that's something that's feasible and that we can do. So very excited about that. And then we're also going to do this year a golf cart UTV parade on Saturday night out of the lake at Boulder Beach, and that's going to start at 5:00. And we're still trying to figure out some details there, kind of hoping to maybe have somebody that, you know, do some food out there, and then we'll get the route posted once we have all that figured out as well. But, yeah, kind of excited about those two things that are new this year. And then kind of staying along the lines of other past years, we have Friday night. We have the Bill Riley Talent Shorts on Friday night, along with the Main Street Dance Studio Performs. Cribbage tournament's on Friday, and then Friday night we wrap up with the street dance uptown on the square. And then Saturday our big events are got a 5K run in the morning along with the parade at 10:00, and then there would be vendors up around the square. The afternoon on Saturday is we have ski shows out at the lake, and then again doing this new parade. And then Sunday wraps up with breakfast served by the junior class, and then there's going to be a kids fishing derby. So we've got a whole weekend planned.
All right, and what does Lake Panorama Days kind of mean to you and some of the others there in the community?
I think it's just kind of a way to bring, you know, people, hopefully our community together and people from outside the community together, and kind of showcase the town and kind of what we're all about.
All right, and you're hoping to continue that feeling for the younger generations coming up.
Absolutely. Yep. And actually, this year we're trying to think of some things to, you know, really get the young kids involved, because we feel like some of our activities kind of go towards the older crowd. So we're trying to think of some things too to get our young kids involved and stay with us throughout their life in our community.
All right. Is there anything we haven't kind of touched on that you want to make sure gets shared?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much covers it.
All right. Thank you very much, April.
You bet.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.